Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, St. Margaret Mary, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, children, today's saint is a very well-known saint because of the apparitions of our Blessed Lord. It happened in a tiny town in France, Father McKenna and I visited, called Paray-le-Monial. And it's a very beautiful town. And she lived in a convent of the Order of the Visitation Nuns. And there, as she was kneeling before the Blessed Sacrament, adoring our Blessed Lord, he appeared to her and opened up his chest to show her the heart that beat inside of him. It was crowned with thorns and it had a flame atop of it to show how much he suffered because of our sins, the symbol of the crown of thorns. And then the fire, which showed St. Margaret the fire of the love of God for mankind. And it's because of this saint, though, this nun, that we have the devotion to the Sacred Heart and the 9 First Fridays and the beautiful promises of the Sacred Heart as well. Well, one of the things that our Lord asked for when he gave us this devotion to his heart was that we make reparation for the sins that men commit. Now, children, what does reparation mean? Some of you younger kids might not understand such a big word. It means to repair something, to fix it. If you have a hole in your skirt or your sweater, well, your mother has to repair it. She takes it with needle and thread and she fixes it all up. Well, our Lord wants us to repair the harm that we do to his heart by our sins. And that's what he asked. Well, how do you do that? You can't sew up his heart, the hole in his heart that the spear of Longinus made. You can't take a needle and thread and sew it all up. The way that he wants us to repair it is by offering up sacrifice to him to make up for all of the sins that we commit against him. And St. Margaret Mary, though she had many sufferings in her life, many chances to make these sacrifices. When she was just a kid, even, she was very scrupulous. That means that she worried that everything she did was a sin, even though it wasn't. She always thought everything was a sin. And she was very timid, too, very shy and bashful. And that was a cross for her. And then on top of it, when she was just 8 years old, so many of you here are about 8 years old, too, her father died of pneumonia. And it was a very sad time for St. Margaret. And again, she had the chance to suffer for our Lord. But to make matters worse, her aunt and uncle moved in with her when her father died. And they were very bad to her and her mother. They caused them much suffering and much pain. They treated Margaret and her mother as if they were servants. Even though it was their own house, they were treated as servants. And they always told Margaret when she could go places and when not, and were very too strict in that regard. And so Margaret would often be reduced to tears. And so she'd run out to the garden in the backyard. They lived on a farm in France. And there in the garden, she would go and cry and pray. Something like our Lord did when he started his passion. He went into the garden, and there tears and drops of blood poured forth from his face, and he prayed to his Heavenly Father to give him comfort and strengthen him for his suffering. And so St. Margaret Mary did too. She cried and she prayed for grace to become strong. But she also became very sick when she was a kid. She had a fever that would not go away. For 4 long years, she had a terrible fever, and she couldn't get out of bed for 4 years. She couldn't do anything like that. So she spent it all in bed, and she prayed, and she offered everything up to our Lord. But towards the end of the 4 years, she promised our Lord that she would enter the convent and become a nun. Well, right away, as soon as she said those words, the fever went away. She was all better, and she got up and was a normal child again. But a little later, she forgot all about her promise. Just a couple years later, and someone told her she should get married, and then she thought, well, probably my promise to God, I'm not obliged to do that anymore. And so she went out and she started going into dances and little celebrations looking for a husband. But one day after she came back from a ball, that's a place where you do some very elegant dancing, then she came back home and she was in a beautiful dress. And as soon as she walked into her room, what did she see? Our Lord appeared to her. And he was all scourged and bloody. And he rebuked her and said how displeased he was because she forgot all about her promise to become a nun. But then he told her how much he loved her too because of that promise that she once made. And it pleased him very much. So she put away her dress and she left all the dances and she became a nun. And even here, she suffered a lot. She made other people, the other nuns, very impatient because she was slow and clumsy in all of her work. And later on, though, when she was in the convent, our Lord appeared to her again. And, as I said at the beginning of the sermon, showed her his Sacred Heart and told her, it's up to you. You have to spread this devotion throughout the world. And she had much to suffer because now she had to suffer persecution, even in her own convent. Some people, many of the nuns, even her superior, the mother of the convent, did not believe her, did not believe that our Lord appeared. And the smart priests, called theologians, they also said, well, she's just hallucinating, or she's just imagining things, and it's wrong. It wasn't a true apparition. And some of the nuns became very angry at her when she tried to spread this devotion to the Sacred Heart. But eventually, after much suffering, St. Margaret managed to convince the people that the Sacred Heart really did appear, and that the Sacred Heart really did want his heart to be adored by all, and that we are all to be devoted to the Sacred Heart. Well, children, our Lord asked St. Margaret, this is the lesson, I think, our Lord asked St. Margaret to do something which seemed almost impossible to do, to spread devotion to the Sacred Heart all through the world, not just in Paray-le-Monial, her town, but all the world. How is she to do that, she thought to herself. I'm a cloistered nun. That means I can't go and walk around the town. I can't go here and there and talk to the people outside of the convent. I'm supposed to stay in the convent all the time. How am I supposed to spread this devotion? And then, on top of it, nobody believed her, and people persecuted her. Everything was difficult and seemed to go against her. And she wondered how on earth she could do it. But no matter how hard it was, what did she keep doing? She kept trying, and she kept doing her best. And eventually, she was successful. So much so that here we are, thousands of miles away from France, with the Sacred Heart devotion. And even in China and Japan and wherever there's a Catholic Mass, there is the devotion to the Sacred Heart. That's how successful she was. Well, God tells us as well to do many difficult things. Our teachers, our priests, our parents tell us to do things that seem to us to be almost impossible, to obey, to do this and to do that, to study hard and to pass your exams and your tests. And because of it all, we have to suffer very much. How hard it is for us to study our lessons and to be good and to be nice to those that are mean to us in class and all of the rest. But we, like St. Margaret, should never give up. Keep trying. And even if we fail at some times, we have to keep going. Be courageous and brave soldiers of Jesus Christ. And as long as we keep trying, then our Lord eventually will make sure that we're successful. Successful in what, though? Successful in becoming saints and saving your souls and going to heaven, where you'll see the Sacred Heart forever and ever in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.